The Workplace Safety Watchdog chose not to investigate the Ruapehu fatal bus crash under health and safety laws, even though there was no one else who could do the job. The crash happened at a time when police's powers were in limbo. RNZ reporter Phil Pennington has been looking into this one. He's with us now. Kia ora, Phil. What have you found out?
Oh, morena, Susie. Well, of course, we're reporting on this inquest into that July 2018 crash that killed 11-year-old Hannah Francis and 18 others after the brakes failed on that ski field bus. We asked WorkSafe if they did a health and safety investigation, and they said they didn't. That instead, they advised police that they were the proper agency to investigate based on a memorandum of understanding between the two.
Is there a problem with that?
Well, there is, because that memorandum of understanding was in limbo at the time. It had been since April 2016. This is because the new Health and Safety Act came in. It's called HAZWA, Health and Safety at Work, and that meant police powers to investigate health and safety had remained frozen, applying only to the 1992 law. So no one looked at the Ruapehu crash using the lens of this 2016 law. And remember, this is the law toughened up since the Pike River mine disaster to get in behind, hold companies accountable, for risky, dangerous work practices. Take training, for instance. The inquest has already heard from the bus driver admitting that he falsified training records the day before the 2018 crash. And with no investigation under health and safety, there could be no such prosecution and no reparations for Hannah Francis's family. Police also, we know, did not prosecute either under the Land Transport Act, though their inspector told the inquest in hindsight they probably should have.
So couldn't police, if they found a health and safety failing, though, refer it back to WorkSafe anyway?
Yes, in theory, but previous OIA responses I have show police had no one able to use the new act at the time of the Ruapehu crash. No one trained to look for those failings to send back to WorkSafe. Police, by the way, have refused to comment while that inquest is on. It was only in September 2018 that the first of their officers got warrants under the new law. Now, a former WorkSafe investigator told me that the agency would have known that with the MOU, the memorandum in limbo, cases left with the police would likely not go very far at all on health and safety grounds. They say that's because it's much harder to build that case than under the Land Transport Act, say for careless use. Plus, the deadline to charge under Land Transport is shorter, half the time, 6 months. So he said you prioritise accordingly. Now, that limbo period between WorkSafe and the police also covered a truck rear-ender on the desert road that killed two boys at Easter 2018. Our crash, WorkSafe also chose not to investigate.
Now, are these health and safety investigations into road crashes being done now?
They are. Police have those powers restored to them in October 2018, but they're not using them very much. They have roughly only half as many officers now equipped to do those investigations as they had under the old law, about 28 versus 50. And now that's despite the government and WorkSafe repeatedly talking up putting a priority on road safety. WorkSafe does tend to default to the police as primary agency in road crashes, and police's immediate focus there is on speed, restraints, impairment, distraction, not systems. Are police involving WorkSafe as the secondary agency? It appears not much, and WorkSafe don't even keep a record of the cases handed back to them or referred back to them by police. When I asked for this, they refused. Now, this supports long-standing criticism, Susie, that their systematic transport industry road safety threats are not getting looked into. And we have gone and approached Hannah Francis's family for comment on this.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Phil Pennington there, RNZ reporter.